Back now with Day to Day.
Hey! Venice Beach! 5-27-07! And it's a sunny day, but today, insanity red!
That's Perry Farrell performing here in Southern California this past weekend. You may know Farrell as the lead singer of the bands Jane's Addiction and Porno for Pyros. He's also the impresario of Lollapalooza, and he has a new band called Satellite Party. With the new project comes a new cause, Save the World. Perry Farrell recently talked with music reviewer Christian Bordahl about his album and its modest mission.
Ever since the Jane's Addiction farewell tour turned into Lollapalooza in 1991, Perry Farrell has been thinking big. Now he's back with a new band called Satellite Party. The band's first album tells the story of a network of would-be revolutionaries called the Solutionists, who try to spread the word about protecting the planet by throwing parties. Farrell hosted his first Satellite Party this weekend near his home in Venice, California. There wasn't much talk about saving the planet, but the crowd bobbed appreciatively to the new band's material before really getting into it on a couple of old Jane's Addiction tunes. Farrell collaborated with a bunch of different artists for the new album, but the closing song called Woman in the Window is the most unusual. On it, Farrell got to use an unreleased recording made by Jim Morrison just before he died. In the Satellite Party storyline, Farrell describes Morrison as playing the heavenly host of an extraterrestrial satellite party.
And he leaves them with a mantra. He says, just try and stop us. We're going to love. And that becomes the mantra of the Solutionists and Satellite Party.
Eat at my table, she cried to the vineyards, calling the workers home from the meadows. Man, you are evil, get out of my garden. Just try and stop us, we're going to love. Just try and stop us, we're going to love.
Sharing digital files, it's the way music is made in the computer age. English breakbeat duo Hybrid was another of Farrell's collaborators. Now they got together with bassist Peter Hook of New Order and Joy Division, and they programmed some tracks. They sent those tracks off to Perry Farrell in Venice. He got some of his friends together and turned them into Satellite Party's first single, Wish Upon a Dog Star.
You wish upon a dog star.
I asked Farrell about his ambitious plans for the band, and if rock music still has the power to turn people on to a political message.
Really, I'll tell you what it boils down to. It boils down to economics. Because the music business is losing so much money, they're also losing power. The people that have the most power in the music business, ironically and almost, I would like to say pathetically, are pop people. People that really don't have anything to say. So I'm not counting on the music industry and the traditional ways that musicians market themselves for this revolution. I'm going outside of that. And again, just try and stop us. We're going to love.
So it's kind of revolution through party.
Yes, you have to live by example. And there's no better example of peace than a party.
Time will tell whether his grand plans for the band and the Solutionists will really help save our world. But you can't fault him for making the effort. And hey, maybe if we all join the party, we could at least have a good time trying.
So, we will leave you now to head down to the beach for sunset, or wherever the hell you're gonna go from here. I don't care. See that? What a great parent I could be. But we want to let you know we are the ultra-loaded Satellite Party. Thank you for coming.
For NPR News, this is Christian Bordahl.
It's so deep here.